The situation in Australia. When the General Conference sent me and my helpers to Australia, our people should have understood the situation and should have provided us with means and facilities for establishing the work in this country. For 7 years we have labored here, but except the publishing house in Melbourne, we have no institution that can give character to the work. In our schoolwork, something has been done, but we have not yet the means for erecting our main hall, which will contain the chapel and recitation rooms. We have not means for the necessary improvement of the land and equipment of the buildings. The health work is in still greater need. We should have a sanitarium in some location near Sydney, with branches in Newcastle and in some city in Queensland. But we have made scarcely a beginning. The building at Summer Hill, which we are now using as a sanitarium, is in a good location, but it is not at all adapted for a health institution, and it has to be managed in a way that cannot make a correct impression upon the minds of those who patronize it. We might have a much larger number of patients if we only had a suitable building. Wealthy men come to our sanitarium, look at the miserably constructed bathrooms, and say, "I can never consent to take treatment in such a place," and in disappointment they leave the institution. But the place is the best we could provide with the means at our command. We have to pay a high rent, and this eats up the funds which we might otherwise use for needed facilities. Little help will be given us by the doctors in this country. There is occasionally one who appreciates the principles and speaks well of our work, but the physicians generally do not want sanitariums established, and they will make it as hard for us as possible. The hospitals here are numerous, but the nursing is not on the best lines, and in some of them patients are roughly handled. We should have an institution which is a commendable example of right arrangements and right methods as well as of right principles. A good sanitarium here would count more in giving efficiency to our work than it could possibly do in America. But time is passing, and we have nothing to do with. In connection with the sanitarium in Sydney, a hospital is needed at Kurrenbong. This would furnish a retreat for convalescents and for a large class of patients who need the benefit of country air and surroundings. And nothing could be a more effective help in medical missionary lines. There is no physician at Kurrenbong, or in all the surrounding districts. In sickness, the people have to send to Newcastle, 20 miles away, for a doctor, at the expense of $25 for a visit. The people are poor, and we are constantly called upon to give advice and treatment to the sick, and to minister to the needy and suffering in many ways. This work helpers connected with the hospital would be able to do. The hospital is needed at once. Dr. Kellogg has raised means for furnishing it, and we had hoped to erect it ourselves, but as yet we have not been able to accomplish this. Here we are in this new world, with only a very few churches, mostly composed of poor people, who are not prepared to give financial aid to the work. How can we meet the requirements in establishing churches, schools, and conferences, and in building up the medical missionary work? We have been straining every nerve to meet the most pressing demands of the work just now. Help must be furnished for the erection of a house of worship for the company of believers just raised up at Brisbane, and very soon a church must be built at Newcastle. The health food company must have help to erect a building for the work they are about to establish in Kurrenbong. The school is struggling to provide sufficient accommodation for its students for another term. And there is the work of helping the poor, lifting up the bowed down and oppressed, clothing the naked, and feeding the hungry, all of whom are just as precious in the sight of the Lord as the same class in America. So the work that we desire to do in erecting our hospital is still undone. Directions have come from Battle Creek to push forward the medical missionary work, to start a health institution, to put this work in the forefront. But we cannot make brick without straw. The actual state of new enterprises is closely watched in this country. In medical and educational institutions, the value of the work is estimated by the moral, intellectual, and financial forces that are engaged for their advancement. The fact that men of ability are forced to work as we have been compelled to do here determines in the eyes of the community the breadth and efficiency of the church that can permit such a state of things to exist. It was not the design of God that our work in this country should be so hard and advance so slowly. It is his purpose that there shall be a true pattern in Australia, a sample of how other fields shall be worked. The work should be symmetrical and a living witness for the truth. God would have us cherish a noble ambition. He desires that the character of our work shall be in harmony with the great truths we are presenting to the world. Everything that shall be done here should be solidly established as an object lesson to be applied to spiritual things. The work should be such as to inspire students and those who are to become missionaries with hope, zeal, and sanctified ambition, and put new life into the elements found in this new world. But men, if left to work at cross purposes with God, will spoil the web. While we have been wading through difficulties and constantly handicapped for want of means, large institutions in America are continually adding to their already abundant facilities. They are absorbing donations that are sorely needed in missionary fields and are expending means in lines of work that will not accomplish 1/100th part of what might be accomplished with the same means and facilities in this country. Means has been absorbed in various impulsive movements that do no real good. But if for every expenditure you could show good results, that would not change the principles you should work upon. You were helped in raising funds to make a beginning, and now God requires you to restrict your supposed wants and give of your abundance to start the work in this new world.